Good evening, afternoon, morning to everybody out there. Welcome to the program. This is Tom Harris in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to Tom Harris USA episode number 102. Yeah, it's been a while since I've done one. Yeah, I know. I know that I had promised back in October when I stopped doing these regular shows weekly that I would try to do about one a month, and I haven't even stuck to that, so I do apologize for that. This is, of course, a companion show to my live show, which airs on Saturdays on UnitedKingdomRadio.co.uk, and you can hear that at 10 a.m. Saturday morning Central Time here in the U.S., or 4 p.m. if you're in the U.K. So tune in to the live show if you would like to. And, of course, you can call into that show as well. You can't call into the podcast, though. Well, you can, but I won't answer, and you can only call in if you know that I'm actually recording at the time. So that isn't going to happen. So this is my year in review episode. And really, the whole point of this episode is to go over kind of what I've been doing for the last year, kind of give a summary, but also to revisit my psychic predictions for 2009 and 2010. Yes, the results are in. And I've done very, very well indeed, but we'll go over them one by one. And we'll talk about that a bit. But this has been an up and down year. This really has been 2010. Well, I think that overall it was better for me than 2009. In certain ways, certainly better than 2009. In other ways, maybe not as good as 2009. But it has been a very up and down year. Because it started out with me being unemployed. I think you all remember back in October when I was let go from my job. Now, I was offered my job back. January 18th, I think, was my first day back. So January 18th of 2010 was my first day back at my old job, and was lucky enough to get my old job back with the same benefits, the same salary, same everything on a four-month contract. Well, the four-month contract would have ended in May of 2010, but it just kept going and going and going and going. So at that point in May, basically I was just assuming that I had been hired back in a permanent position, and there was just no interruption, basically, between the time that I left in October and the time I came back in January. So that now seems to be coming to an end. Now, it's not just me that's losing my job. It's everybody in the corporate office who's now losing their job. And this goes back to things I talked about on the show quite some time ago, actually, where the company's splitting up and different properties going to different people. And I know that I probably talked a little bit too much about that back then. But that does seem to be what is happening now. So in the middle of all this turmoil, the employees of the corporate office are finding themselves without work. One of the owners has chosen to kind of go it alone and not have any kind of, accounting department. This will be kind of handled, I guess, by themselves. And then one of the other owners has already hired an outside company who's going to come in and do their bookkeeping for them. So this is not something that I'm really going to have the opportunity probably to latch on to. Though you never know. You know, it's just one of those things that who knows. I'm not counting on it. So it looks as though sometime in February I'll be out looking for work again. However, that has been a whole extra year of employment for this company that I had not anticipated. So I went from, you know, being there for just over 2 years to being there for just over 3 years. So it's not too bad, you know, and as it was with the last time I was unemployed, it is what it is. I'm not stressing about it too much. I'm concerned about it, but I'm not worried about it. I'm going to, you know, just jump right back into the job market, try to find something as best I can, probably take a little mini vacation, and basically just pick up where I left off in last January. So at least professionally, my life has kind of come full circle, and I'm kind of beginning 2011 in the same position I was at the end of 2009. So that has been going on. Now, I've also had some sort of health issues going on. They're pretty much the same health issues they had going on throughout 2009 and 10. So now we're getting to a point where we're trying to kind of narrow down some of the problems that I've been having with my digestion. The things that we've been able to rule out are things like cancer. All the big, nasty things have been ruled out. So now it's just kind of a matter of finding out what is causing these problems and hopefully trying to work out a way that I can kind of deal with these on a day-to-day basis. Now, I will be talking more about this whole process on my next live show, which is going to be airing on January the 18th. And, of course, after that, it'll be available as a podcast as well. All of my shows are made available right here for you here on TomHarrisUSA.com. But I will be talking a little bit about the process of having an endoscopy and colonoscopy and all that fun stuff. Oh, it was so much fun. Anyway, let's move along to the psychic predictions. So this all started way back in 2009. I think it was May of 2009 to be exact. And it started on Tom Harris USA episode number 11. So 11 to 102. I mean, it's been a long time. And about 6 months after I made the predictions, I sat down and said, okay, here's how I'm doing so far. This is sort of the halfway point, and the end of 2010 will give the answer. Well, the end of 2010 has come and gone, and so now it's time to revisit my psychic predictions for 2009 and 2010 and find out how I did. Now, if you recall, I actually made 11 predictions. There were 10 predictions that were official predictions, and then the 11th prediction, which I predicted I would get at least 7 out of 10 correct. Well, I've done it, folks. I've done even better. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play these clips. Now, these are the original clips from Tom Harris USA episode number 11. And I'll go ahead and make my commentary after each one of these clips. Here are my 10 psychic predictions for 2009 and 2010. From the world-esteemed psychic, Tom Harris of Tom Harris USA. Number 1. The U.S. economy will continue to improve throughout 2009 and 10, but there may be bumps in the road as progress will not be always be as steady as people would like.
Okay, so I seem to have hit the nail on the head with prediction number 1, and that is exactly as I expected. The economy has continued to improve by all objective measures, including things like the stock market, including things like the job market. Really, overall improvement over the last year and a half, and that is exactly as I predicted. So there's really no way of weaseling out of this one, folks. I got that one right. Now, granted, I was merely echoing what a lot of the experts were saying. So this is a matter of, you know, me just being knowledgeable and paying attention to what the trends were suggesting. Now, a lot of these psychics, and you can go into YouTube and you can find these people, it's hilarious, because, you know, once they've uploaded their video, they can't change it. So I definitely would recommend going and looking at people's psychic predictions for 2010 on YouTube, and then compare them to this show. Go ahead. I think you'd be very surprised at how accurate mine are compared to theirs. Now, of course, I never make any kind of claims to having any kind of psychic ability. You have people who make guesses, and whether or not their guesses are accurate depends mostly, I would say, on how well informed they are, and not just kind of making stuff up out of whole cloth. And if you go and you look at people like Bob Hickman or Psychic Nikki, they're literally just pulling the stuff out of their ass. And this is why they fail. This is why, you know, they can make 100 predictions and 95 of them will be wrong. If you do things in a more meticulous way, such as what I've done, then you're going to be right more often than not. I don't understand why psychics don't get that.
Number 2. Tensions will continue to increase between the U.S. and North Korea, and also between the U.S. and Iran. However, there will be no invasion of the U.S. of these other countries.
Okay, kind of a double-dipper prediction there. And, of course, we have not invaded North Korea or Iran, and, indeed, tensions have continued to increase. So once again, solid hit. And this is a prediction that actually has a fair degree of specificity, which of course is something that the psychics will want to avoid. Once again, this one was all about being informed and making logical guesses based on the available evidence.
Item number 3. I see Lindsay Lohan suffering a major nervous breakdown at some point in the latter part of 2009 and may actually end up in rehab again.
Yeah, so this prediction actually kind of falls under the no-shit Sherlock category. Based on her previous behavior, I'm making an inference as to how she may behave in the future. Succeeded pretty well here. Even as specific as I was about the time frame, in the latter part of 2009, well, in July, which is just barely the latter part of 2009, she had a mini meltdown in public and ended up back in rehab again, and of course is back in rehab now, so this is another hit.
Number 4. Scientists will discover real evidence that extraterrestrial life may exist.
All right, so that was kind of a purposely vague hit. But it is a hit, and the reason why I say that is because there have been many exoplanets discovered over the last year and a half. When I made the prediction, I was thinking, yeah, if we discover any exoplanets that are in the so-called Goldilocks zone of their star, which is to mean, you know, neither too hot nor too cold to support life as we know it, then that would count. And of course, we found several such planets over the last year and a half, with many more to come, no doubt. So yeah, it was a little bit vague, but I'm going to count it as a hit.
Number 5. An actor involved in the Star Trek franchise will die before the end of 2010.
This was the first of my predictions to actually come true, way back in 2009. Now, there were no fewer than 6 Star Trek actors that died in the 2009-2010 time frame. Ed Reimers, who played Admiral Cartwright, died in July of 2009. Henry Gibson, who appeared on an episode of Deep Space Nine, died in 2009. And Richard Carlyle, who played the Squire of Gothos in the original Star Trek series, died in November of 2009. In addition, in 2010, we lost Michael Pataki, who was the first actor to speak Klingon. Interestingly enough, in Star Trek The Motion Picture, he died April 26th of 2010. Phyllis Douglas, who played Ensign Mears in Star Trek The Original Series, died on May 12th. And William Bill Irwin died on December 29th of 2010. He actually appeared on an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation. So we actually had no less than 6, and there are probably others that I missed. Keep in mind that a lot of the actors and actresses who were involved in the original Star Trek series are in their 70s and 80s now. So it would be more shocking if one of them didn't die.
Number 6. Secret evidence will long suppressed will emerge showing genealogical links between most of the U.S. presidents. Could this be a conspiracy of power?
This, of course, was a matter of knowing in advance that what I was saying was true. Maybe this isn't common knowledge to a lot of people, but to those people who are in the genealogy game, it is well known that a lot of these first families of the United States are related to each other through the Holcomb family of New England. This going all the way back to the 1600s and 1700s in Massachusetts and Connecticut. A lot of these families are linked together. No big shocker. It's been common knowledge for years and years and years. No conspiracy. There's not one needed. It's simply the logical result of having a small population intermarrying with each other as we had in New England in the 1600s, and them having a lot of descendants. There are a lot of people that are connected. I know I've talked before on my show about being descended from Charlemagne and how roughly a third of people of European descent are descended from Charlemagne. That's a lot of people descended from Charlemagne. You know, this is simply more of the same, and there's, of course, in addition to the U.S. presidents, there's a lot of less notable people who are connected through the Holcomb family as well, including me and my family, and probably a lot of you as well. If you really go back and track it back, it is quite likely that there are people listening to this show who I don't know, who are actually related to me, quite possibly through the Holcomb family, because they were such a widespread family and have descendants all over the world. So it is quite possible.
Pope Benedict should probably be watching his health sometime towards the middle of this year and all the way through January of 2010. I foresee certain health problems emerging, and he could even die.
What? You mean a man in his 80s might have health problems? Say it ain't so! Yeah, this is the most obvious type of prediction of the world. And I don't need to even point out, psychics make this type of prediction all the time. In fact, a lot of them make the same predictions about the same people, such as the Pope, almost every single year. And you can go back to the predictions of 2009. Quite a few psychics touch on the Pope, and that's because the Pope is a well-regarded figure among a certain subset of the population. And a lot of Catholic people have an emotional attachment to the Pope, no matter who the Pope is, even if it's a rat like Ratzinger. Well, needless to say, I was right about this. In fact, it even occurred during the middle of 2009, the time frame that I specifically specified, and that is that the Pope fell down at the Papal Summer Palace, the Castello Gandolfo, and fractured his wrist. So that was one of the very first of my predictions to come true.
Number 8. Or is that number 9? No, it's number 8. Scientists will have an incredible stem cell research breakthrough. Something involving regrowing body parts.
Okay, well, I'm 8 for 8, folks. Pretty obvious. Doing quite well. Embryonic stem cell research, obviously, is a major field of medical research, and even with the adult stem cells, a lot of breakthroughs are being made all the time in stem cell research. Now, one of the things I talked about specifically here was regrowing of limbs. Well, we haven't quite gotten to the point where we can regrow an arm or a leg, but we've been able to regrow fingers, and it looks as though that we'll be able to regrow teeth in the very near future. I've been reading an article about, you know, the possible dental use of stem cells to regrow natural teeth. Now, they wouldn't be identical to teeth that we have lost, but they would use a calcium matrix, use it as sort of a scaffolding for the stem cells to grow around. The technology already exists. It's just a matter of getting it to be to a level where the ordinary person can actually afford to do it. And that's, of course, one of the many fantastic things that stem cell research has given us. And there's no reason to think that this is going to be changing anytime in the future. This is an area of endeavor where breakthroughs are being made all the time. And most recently, they've had the announcement that a man, I believe in Germany, has been cured of HIV as the result of his stem cell therapy. Now, granted, they were not using the stem cell therapy to try to cure HIV. They were trying to use it for the purpose of curing, I believe, leukemia and treating him for this form of cancer. But it did have this other aspect of having rid his body of HIV. So this is very promising. This is another avenue that we can go down. And as I said, this is a very, very promising thing. Not surprised at all here, folks. This is something that's been going on for a long time.
We will have a very busy hurricane season in the Gulf of Mexico this year. There may well be more than one major storm.
All right, so here's one where it kind of separates the men from the boys. This was one where basically I'm wrong. I got this wrong. Now, any psychic out there would actually point to this prediction and say, well, there were four storms that year. This was, of course, speaking of the 2009 hurricane season. There were four major storms, and I did say in the prediction that there would be more than one major storm. However, I also said that 2009 would be a very busy hurricane season. Because I hold myself to a higher standard than any psychic would, I have to count this as a miss, or at very best, give myself half credit. So I'm going to count it as a miss. I'm going to give the psychics the benefit of the doubt, and myself, I'm going to be hard on myself and say that I missed this. But so far, I've only missed one out of nine. So eight out of nine ain't bad, folks. There's only one prediction left.
And finally, number 10, proof will be discovered that fairies actually exist.
Does Chris Reardon count? He did claim to be a sugar plum fairy, so I don't know. So, of course, that was a joke. That was sort of the ridiculous prediction, the one that I knew could never come true. And seeing as I got one wrong, the one about the hurricanes, that's 8 out of 10 correct. Now, my 11th prediction was to say that I would get at least 7. That 11th prediction has also come true. So really, I'm 9 out of 11. Now, let's compare that to the popular online psychics. Now, there's actually kind of a problem here because there aren't that many psychics who are willing to go on record and post their predictions on the internet. There's a few out there. Most of these people did very, very poorly. You can go and look online, just type in, 2010 psychic predictions. You'll find a few sites. Some of the sites, they'll have predictions that are so vague that it kind of doesn't matter what happened. You can kind of interpret it to be, having come true. You do have, people like Sylvia Brown out there. Now, Sylvia did a raft of predictions that kind of cover between 2008 and 2030. So, she covers quite a large period of time. But looking back at the stuff that she actually kind of tied down to a specific time, which is to say specifically 2009 and 2010, her predictions are a complete whiff. She didn't get anything right. Nothing. Now, one thing I really like is YouTube. I was looking at some of the psychic predictions on YouTube. Not surprisingly, they have dismal records of getting things right. Now, I was looking at, specifically at two. The first was this guy called Bob Hickman. Bob is incredibly flamboyantly gay. He did a couple of videos of psychic predictions. I think he did 2009 and 10, and he probably did one for 2011 as well. But looking at his 2010 video, he made about 30 predictions in the first half of it. And of those, I counted two that you could sort of kind of say were accurate. And these were situations where he would make first a blanket statement, and then he would offer specifics, and he would go into detail. And basically what happens was he would make a correct prediction. The example I give is the economy will continue to improve. I made a similar prediction, but I didn't give any specifics. So he would have been correct had he just stopped there. But no. He had to go in and he had to give all sorts of details about specific things that would be better, or specific things that would be different, or specific things that would be worse. And in those cases, virtually everything he said was wrong. This is why most psychics will avoid making specific predictions, is because when you get to that level, it's way too easy to disprove your psychic power. The other one I looked at was this woman called Psychic Nikki. And, looking at her 2010 prediction, she did even more poorly than Bob Hickman. Both of them did very poorly. In fact, I would say they did, the level of accuracy was that of random chance, maybe even below that of random chance. And certainly not 8 out of 10. So make of that what you will. And I'm going to stand and say this, pretty fairly bold statement here. A knowledgeable layman like me, somebody who doesn't claim any kind of psychic ability, but somebody who has a broad general knowledge, who reads a lot and kind of has an understanding of the way the world works, can make 10 psychic predictions, and they will always do better than the so-called psychics. I have not seen any evidence to the contrary. In fact, I have not seen any of these psychics do better than maybe 1 out of 10 of their predictions that you could possibly say came true. And it's especially funny when you have a psychic who makes two predictions that actually contradict each other. This is a trick that I didn't use in making these predictions, but it's certainly one that I've seen, that they'll actually make two separate predictions predicting the opposite result. So it's definitely something that people should think about. Before you go and spend money on a psychic or buy a book or Sylvia Brown's book or whatever,
is to actually look at their track record. Unfortunately, psychics don't make that too easy. They're pretty reluctant to put their stuff online because it's too easy to fact check them. And the same goes for anybody claiming to be a clairvoyant or a medium. Look, they use these tricks, the same tricks that I've used. They use wiggle words. They make wild guesses. They make ridiculous guesses. They're not really trying to get things right. They're just kind of throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks, as opposed to somebody who is motivated to make an accurate prediction. They're going to become educated. They're going to go and read some articles on stem cell research before they make a prediction. They're going to go and see what the trends are. They could get a subscription to The Economist and be able to make more accurate predictions than they currently do just by keeping up with world events. And they're going to, more often than not, make predictions based on the trends. I don't see the psychics doing that. They just seem to kind of wander aimlessly. And they make predictions about a lot of shit that nobody cares about. You know, celebrity gossip, stuff like that. I did some of that too. But I took knowledge of these individuals. Research was done to predict how these people may act in the following year. And some of it was a stretch, but, you know, that's all part of the game. So I think that this is really kind of my point here. A knowledgeable layman can make psychic predictions at a greater accuracy than somebody who's claiming to be psychic. What does that say for the so-called clairvoyance? The answer is obvious, folks. They don't have psychic powers, period. These people are rip-off artists, and yeah, unfortunately, there are gullible people out there who will pay money to buy their books. They'll pay $500 to get a reading, and they'll get ripped off. You could argue, oh, yeah, well, they know what they're getting into. This is all for entertainment. What is it harming? It's fraud, folks. You know full well, just as I do, that the people who go to psychics generally aren't doing it just for a laugh, just for entertainment. They're going to these people because they actually believe that these people have a gift. My friend Scott Mitchell from the Scott Podcast was talking a little bit about this on his last show, and he was saying that, he's comparing going to a psychic to going to a sporting event or going to the theater. And I don't see this as an equivalent thing at all, because if you go to see a sporting event, you're seeing something real. You're seeing athletes competing. It's not likely that any of these guys on the field are faking having athletic ability. You know, so you're getting what you pay for. If you go see a play, they don't need to explain to you that these are actors on stage and this is all just pretend. If you go see a professional magic show, you go see Penn and Teller, you go see, you know, Darren Brown, they're going to tell you right up front, what I'm doing is a trick. I don't have these magical powers. This is a trick. But these so-called psychics, they're not so honest. And this is where I really come to object, because they take advantage of these people's gullibility, their emotional need to believe in life after death or reincarnation or whatever nonsense these people are peddling. And they're not going to come out and say, oh, well, this is for entertainment purposes only. They are quite willing to allow people to believe that what they're paying for is a genuine service. These people aren't going into it thinking, oh, I'm going to go see a show. I'm going to be entertained. They're going into it thinking that they're getting relevant information to live their lives. And this is one of the reasons why I object to this kind of a scam. It's like taking your car to an auto mechanic and asking for help and having the person tell you, well, the problem is that your car is broken, and not actually fixing the problem. You know, there might be some idiot who thinks that they got good value for their money for that, but, well, how stupid are they? Anyway, I'm running out of time. I do apologize for that. If anybody wants to email, please feel free. The email address is tom@tomharrisusa.com. And don't forget the live show on United Kingdom Radio every Saturday at 10 a.m. on unitedkingdomradio.co.uk. This is Tom in Chicago, Illinois, signing off. We'll see you next time, whenever that may be.